This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harshdeep, and it's Wednesday, the 27th of March.
HD, Bitcoin fans appear to be up and about. That is because Bitcoin, which is, of course, the largest cryptocurrency, it has climbed once again back above $70,000 over the last few days.
Get this, Flux fam. If hearing juicy business updates on this podcast has got you thinking about dabbling in investing, check out the Investing in the Share Market course on the Flux app. We've covered everything from how to buy and sell shares to how to analyze different investments. And with engaging videos, text, and quizzes, you'll have your investing foundations down pat in one afternoon.
Three high return on investment stories today, HD.
Let's get into it.
For our first, Australia's big banks and some of Australia's biggest retailers have given a financial lifeline to Armaguard to keep the cash transport company alive.
Cash transport company seeks major cash injection? Interesting. Tell me more.
Okay, some background, HD. Mm-hmm. Armaguard is an Australian cash handling and transport company founded all the way back in 1938.
We've all seen the big white vans with the Armaguard logo on the road. And if you haven't noticed them before, trust me, you will now.
Yeah. Last week, an emergency funding package was offered to Armaguard that would give it tens of millions of dollars so that it can continue to do its job to deliver cash until the second half of this year.
This cash lifeline is thanks to the big banks, Coles, Woolworths, Wesfarmers, and Australia Post.
CHD, Armaguard acquired its main competitor last year.
And has since become a bit of a monopoly in the cash transport niche.
Yep. But just months after that deal closed, Armaguard admitted that it was experiencing heavier than expected financial losses.
Yikes. On top of that, as society continues to go cashless, there's been a major reduction in demand for cash deliveries.
Ooh, so what is the key learning here?
When highly interconnected companies like those in the transport industry face problems, the knock-on effects can be widespread.
Banks, retailers, even regulators, they're all worried about Armaguard right now.
Because if Armaguard decides to stop delivering banknotes and cash is suddenly not available, it could cause some bank customers in Australia to question the safety of their deposits at banks.
And therefore that would impact trust in the wider financial system.
Ooh, yeah. There's no doubt that the use of cash in Australia is on the way down, with digital banking making waves in the last decade.
But despite the reduced need for cash in society, cash itself is still important for some parts of the community.
Think the elderly, think migrants, think those with disabilities.
Get this, HD. It's actually federal government policy that cash should be made available to those who wish to spend with it.
Hence the cash lifeline from major Australian banks and retailers.
Meanwhile, Armaguard, they really need to work out a sustainable business model for the long term.
The banks and the RBA are due to meet today, so let's wait and see what happens next.
For our second story, the owner of Peter Alexander and Smiggle, that's Premier Investments, they're looking to separate the two retailers from the parent company so these two can trade as individual entities.
I remember the good old days of walking into a Smiggle store and smelling every single eraser in the store. So what's happening here?
Premier Investments is the owner of popular Australian brands like Smiggle, Peter Alexander, JJ's Dotty, and several others.
The company has been listed on the ASX since 1987, and it's currently valued at over $5 billion.
And now, Premier Investments has announced that it's looking to spin off its stationery brand Smiggle and also the sleepwear brand Peter Alexander.
And have them listed on the ASX as independent retailers in their own right.
That would also mean that these two businesses will have their own board of directors and management teams.
And this news has seen Premier Investments' share price jump nearly 3%.
Premier Investments reckons that spinning off these two brands will actually maximize the growth for both of them.
So Brett, what is the key learning?
Sometimes two parts are worth more than the whole.
When companies demerge, it allows the individual entities to focus on themselves.
Just like in any romantic breakup.
Both Smiggle and Peter Alexander have plans to expand internationally, but in different markets.
Premier Investments, they want to open Smiggle stores in Indonesia.
And Premier Investments wants to launch Peter Alexander in the UK.
So as separate entities, Premier Investments reckons the two brands are more likely to maximize their growth potential.
And Brett, demergers often have investors hyped up too.
In fact, Australian demerged entities, on average, outperform the market by over 18% in the first year after the demerger.
That's according to Goldman Sachs.
And given Premier Investments group sales fell by 2.8% in the half year ended January, this spin-off might help turn things around.
For our third and final final story. Spotify is testing online learning courses in its latest content experiment.
Spotify trying to take on Coursera? What is going on here?
Spotify is a Swedish company that's made a name for itself as the biggest music streaming service globally.
And as for its annual Spotify Wrapped, it feels more like an invasion of my soul, but it's interesting, so I guess I'm into it.
And now, Brett, Spotify is entering a whole new era and dabbling in the world of video online courses.
Yep, first up, these video courses will be rolled out in the UK as an experiment.
And we'll cover a range of topics from personal productivity to Microsoft Excel to music production.
Now, while video courses sounds, you know, pretty random, it does make sense when you think about how Spotify's been struggling with profitability over the years.
And laying off staff to keep its costs down.
But with a user base of over 600 million people, Spotify is also sitting on a goldmine of data that it can leverage for its growth.
So tell me, Brett, what is the key learning?
If you're trying to launch new products to fuel growth, having internal customer data can be a major advantage.
Turns out around 50% of Spotify Premium subscribers have listened to education or self-help themed podcasts.
And we know very well from the infamous annual Spotify Wrapped that Spotify has access to tons of information about us.
Oh yeah, favorite genres, favorite podcasts, listen time.
All this data gives Spotify a detailed insight into what topics their users are most interested in learning about.
And has helped Spotify curate its new video course product according to its customer data.
Now, Spotify isn't the only media company that's using its customer data to pull itself out of slow growth.
Netflix has relied on its customer data when it comes to recommendations, but also when it comes to choosing what TV shows and movies to produce.
And despite its ups and downs, this has allowed Netflix to retain subscribers with its original content.
Now, whether Spotify's sideways move into online learning will actually pay off, well, we're yet to see.
Fox family, as we mentioned off the top of the show, if you're interested in learning about investing in the share market, we have a digital course in the Flux app that we highly recommend you check out.
And Flux fam, we'll be taking a little break over Easter, so there'll be no new episodes on Friday or Monday, but we'll see you back next Wednesday.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.